Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Legacy Church Bible in a Year podcast. It is a true honor and privilege to be able to go through Scripture together. Before we begin today, let's just say a short prayer to focus our hearts and minds towards the Lord. Father, we ask you today to open our ears to hear all that you want to speak to us and open our eyes to see all that you want to reveal to us. We know that there is life-giving, transforming power in Scripture, so we surrender to your Holy Spirit now as we listen to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today is day 119, 1 Chronicles chapter 7. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, 4. The sons of Tola, Azai, Raphael, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their fathers' houses, namely of Tola, mighty warriors of their generations, their number in the days of David being 22,600. The sons of Azai, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Isaiah. All five of them were chief men, and along with them, by their generations, according to their fathers' houses, were units of the army for war, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. Their kinsmen belonging to all the clans of Issachar were in all 87,000 mighty warriors enrolled by genealogy. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jediel, 3. The sons of Bela, Ezbon, Azai, Aziel, Jeremoth, Irai, 5. Heads of fathers' houses, mighty warriors. And their enrollment by genealogies was 22,034. The sons of Becher, Zimirah, Joash, Eliezer, Elioehi, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Elimeh, all these were the sons of Becher, and their enrollment by genealogies, according to their generations, as heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, was 20,200. The son of Jediel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kinahana, Zethan, Zethan, Tarshish, Ahishar, all these were the sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, 17,200 able to go to war. And Shephem and Huppim were the sons of Ir, Husham the son of Aher. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shalem, the descendants of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh, Asriel, whom his Aramean concubine bore, she bore Machir, the son of Gilead, and Machir took a wife for Huppim and for Shephem. The name of his sister was Maakah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad. And Zelophehad had daughters, and Maakah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brother was Shuresh. And his sons were Ulam and Rakem. The son of Ulam, Bidan, these were the sons of Gilead, the sons of Machir, son of Manasseh. And his sister, Hamoleketh, bore Ishad, Abiezer, Malah, the son of Shemaiah, were Ahian, Shechem, Likai, and Anaim. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthelah, Barad, his son Tehath, his son Eliada, his son Tehath, his son Zabad, his son Shulatha, his son Ezer, and Eliad, and the men of Gath who were born in the land killed, because they came down to raid their livestock. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. And Ephraim went into his wife, and she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beriah, because disaster had befallen his house. His daughter was Shearah, who built both lower and upper Beth-horon, and Uzinher, Repha, was his son. Resheph, his son, Tela, his son, Tehan, his son, Laden, his son, Amahud, his son, Elishama, his son, Nun, his son, Joshua, his son. Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and to the east, Naaran, and to the west, Gezer and its towns, Shechem and its towns, and Aya and its towns, also in possession of the Manasite, Bethshean and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these lived the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishvah, Ishvai, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber, Malchiel, who fathered Birsaith, Heber fathered Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These are the sons of Japhlet. The sons of Shemer, his brother, Raga, Jehubah, and Aram. The sons of Helam, his brother, Zophah, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Sua, Harnepher, Shual, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shema, Shilshah, Ithran, and Bera. The sons of Jether, Jephunneh, Pispah, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Ara, Haniel, and Riziah. All of these were men of Asher, heads of fathers' houses, approved mighty warriors, chiefs of the princes. Their number enrolled by genealogies for service in war was 26,000 men. 1 Chronicles chapter 8. Benjamin fathered Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And Bela had sons, Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephufan, and Huram. These are the sons of Ehud. They were the sons of fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and they were carried into exile to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Jera, that is Higlam, who fathered Uzzah and Ahihud, and Sharaim, Shaharaim, fathered sons in the country of Moab after he had sent away Husham and Baara, his wives. He fathered sons by Hodesh, his wife, Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcolm, Heuz, Sakiah, and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of fathers' houses. He also fathered sons by Husham, Abitub, and Elpal. The sons of Elpal, Eber, Misham, and Shamed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns, and Beriah and Shea, they were the heads of fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Ayalon, who caused the inhabitants of Gath to flee, and Ahio, Sheshak, and Jeremuth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpah, and Joha were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshullam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Izlai, Jobab were the sons of Elpaah. Jachim, Zikra, Zabdi, Eliani, Zelathai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Enthothiah, Iphdiah, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshach. Shamsherai, Sheharai, Athalai, Jerishai, Elijah, Zikri were the sons of Jeroham. These were the heads of fathers' houses according to their generations. Chief men, these lived in Israel. Jalil, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon, and the name of his wife was Makkah. His firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth, he fathered Shimeah. Now these also lived opposite their kinsmen in Jerusalem with their kinsmen. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish of Saul, Saul of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal, and the son of Jonathan was Merabiel, and Merabiel was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Terai, and Ahaz. Ahaz fathered Jehodah, and Jehodah fathered Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri fathered Moza. Moza fathered Biniah. Raphaph was his son, Eleazah his son, Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these are their names, Azakram, Bokuro, Ishmael, Jirai, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. The sons of Eshek, his brother, Ulam, his firstborn, Jeush, his second, Eliphelet, The third, the sons of Ulam were men who were mighty warriors, bowmen, having many sons and grandsons, 150. All these were Benjaminites. Chronicles chapter 9. So all Israel was recorded in genealogies, and these are written in the book of the kings of Israel. And Judah was taken into exile in Babylon because of their breach of faith. Now the first to dwell again in their possession in their cities were Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the temple servants. And some of the people of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, Manasseh, lived in Jerusalem. Uthai, the son of Ammihud, son of Omri, son of Omri, son of Bani, from the sons of Perez, the son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Isaiah, the firstborn, and his sons. Of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their kinsmen, 690. Of the Benjaminites, Salu, the son of Meshullam, son of Hodaviah, son of Hasunua, of Nea, and the son of Jeroham, Eli, the son of Uzi, son of Mikri, and Meshullam, the son of Nephtiah, son of Raul, son of Imniah, and their kinsmen according to their generations, 956. All these were the heads of fathers' houses according to their fathers' houses. Of the priests, Jediah, Jehorabib, Jachin, Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, son of Zadok, son of Merioth, son of Ahitub, the chief officer of the house of God, and Adiah, the son of Jeroham, son of Pashur, son of Malkijai, and Maziah, the son of Adiel, son of Jareah, son of Meshullam, son of Meshimelesmith, son of Immer, besides their kinsmen, head of their father's houses, 1,760, mighty men for the work of the service of the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, son of Azrikam, son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bakbakar, Haresh, Galal, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, son of Zikri, son of Asaph, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, son of Galal, son of Jeduthun, and Barakiah, the son of Azza, son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers were Shalom, Akub, Talman, Ahiman, and their kinsmen. Shalom was the chief. Until then, they were in the king's gate on the east side as the gatekeepers of the camps of the Levites. Shalom, the son of Kore, son of Abisaph, son of Korah, and his kinsmen of his father's house, the Korahites, were in charge of the work of the service, keepers of the thresholds of the tent, as their fathers had been in charge of the camp of the Lord, keepers of the entrance. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was the chief officer over them in time past. The Lord was with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshumaliah, was gatekeeper at the entrance of the tent of meeting. All these, who were chosen as gatekeepers at the threshold, were 212. They were enrolled by genealogies in their villages. David and Samuel the seer established them in their office of trust. So they and their sons were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, that is, the house of the tent, as guards. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south, and their kinsmen who were in their villages were obligated to come in every 7 days in turn to be with these. For the four chief gatekeepers, who were Levites, were entrusted to be over the chambers and the treasure of the house of God. And they lodged around the house of God, for on them lay the duty of watching, and they had charge of opening it every morning. Some of them had charge of the utensils of service, for they were required to count them when they were brought in and taken out. Others of them were appointed over the furniture and over all the holy utensils, also over the fine flour, the wine, the oil, the incense, and the spices. Others of the sons of the priests prepared the mixing of the spices. And Mattithiah, one of the Levites, the firstborn of Shalom, the Korahite, was entrusted with making the flat cakes. Also, some of their kinsmen of the Kohathites had charge of the showbread to prepare it every Sabbath. Now these, the singers, the heads of fathers' houses of the Levites, were in the chambers of the temple, free from other service, for they were on duty day and night. These were heads of fathers' houses of the Levites. According to their generations, leaders, these lived in Jerusalem. In Gibeon lived the father of Gibeon, Jael, and the name of his wife was Maacah. and his firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth was the father of Shimeon, and those also lived opposite their kinsmen in Jerusalem with their kinsmen. Ner fathered Kish, Kish fathered Saul, Saul fathered Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Ishbaal. And the father of Jonathan was Meribaal, and Meribaal fathered Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz fathered Jerah, and Jerah fathered Alemeth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri fathered Moza, Moza fathered Benaiah, Raphaiah was his son, Eliza his son, Azel his son. Azel had 6 sons, and these are their names: Azrikim, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shearai, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. 1 Chronicles chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines overtook Saul and his sons, and the Philistines struck down Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. The battle pressed hard against Saul, and the archers found him, and he was wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised come and mistreat me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he feared greatly. Therefore Saul took his own sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell upon his sword and died. Thus Saul died. He and his 3 sons and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that the army had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned their cities and fled, and the Philistines came and lived in them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. And they stripped him and took his head and his armor and sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to carry the good news to their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the temple of their gods and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh-Gilead heard all the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant man arose and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons and brought them to Jabesh. And they buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his breach of faith. He broke faith with the Lord in that he did not keep the command of the Lord, and also consulted a medium seeking guidance. He did not seek guidance from the Lord. Therefore, the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse.
Well, thank you for joining us today on our Bible in a Year audio podcast. I want to encourage you to take what you've heard today and apply it into your life, to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Remember, we are called to be disciples, not just converts. So we pray like Jesus prayed, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That means if God's kingdom comes, then the enemy's kingdom has to go. So let's take what we've heard and what we've learned and go be a light in this dark world. God bless, and we'll see you again tomorrow.